Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Here I'm walking through a field and I'm thinking about a girl just a few years younger than me that was stabbed to death.
There are 120,000 unsolved murder cases in America, and each one is called a cold case.
She said, "I think my dad could be responsible. I think he killed them."
These are some of those rare cases.
Cold Case Files, the podcast. Don't miss a moment. Subscribe now on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to watch or DVR Cold Case Files, the TV show, every Thursday at 10 on A&E.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. And it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Summertime.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you need?
Skin products?
Yes.
Yeah.
From Kopari.
Kopari.
Kopari makes some really nice products. Do you use Kopari products?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I keep their cream in my car. They have a cream that we got here. I keep it in my car and I use it. My skin gets dry and my car smells like summer.
Like a Hawaiian vacation.
Yeah.
They make a great sheer oil that is perfect as a face moisturizer. And I love oils like as a face moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And you can also use it as a makeup primer.
Yes.
And then there's an intensive coconut balm with aloe that can soothe your skin if
that's
you get too much sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great for the kids too.
Yes.
All organic.
Mm-hmm.
It's all made with like wholesome ingredients. You could eat it. Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's free from sulfates, silicones, GMOs, or parabens.
Nice. Where is that? I don't even see that. Okay.
Let's face it. The sun can take a toll on your skin. That's what we're saying. And we like Kopari products. And we love the way they smell. And they make this really cool shimmer.
The shimmer. The body glow shimmer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can put it on before you go out. So say aloha to your best skin and hair this summer with Kopari. Go to KopariBeauty.com/FCOL and get 20% off of your order. That's Kopari, KopariBeauty.com/FCOL and get 20% off. Do it. Also, we have a big favor to ask. It's going to take less than 10 minutes. Go to podcastone.study and complete a short survey for us. The first 250 people that go and complete the survey get a $25 gift card to restaurant.com and a chance to win an additional $250 Visa gift card. Our show is supported by advertisers, and filling out the survey, it helps us help you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Support us.
On with the show.
Yeah. So it's been a nice week. Back into the summer vacation mode after my vacation. I mean work vacation. New York.
I know traveling is hard. Ugh. It's hard when you have kids.
Yeah.
But isn't it also like kind of fun that that's your job?
Yeah.
Kind of? It is.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I love New York.
Go take people to dinner.
Yeah, it is.
Drink mangria.
Yeah. I'm a little too old for it, a little bit.
And drink that IEP.
Good one, Steph. Yeah. I really do. I do enjoy it. Of course. It's fun. Yeah. Well, I'm not complaining. But traveling is
– it's hard on your body.
It's hard. It's hard. And I had to go for – I can't think about what I'm going to wear and blah, blah, blah. I had one bag just for my shoes. Like, because, you know, and then I got the thing, and it's hard on your body. And then I keep saying to myself, I'm going to get an hour, and I'm going to get a massage. Never happened.
Never happened.
Still got the knots in my back. Mm. And then, like, I think to myself, why get a massage? Because I got to get back up again and go and carry and, you know, schlep. So what's the point? Just wait till I get back or something. But, no, the one thing I love is being alone. In a hotel room. Mm. Being in a hotel room alone is kind of a good time.
Like, I'm getting turned on right now.
It's so much fun.
Thinking about alone time.
It is so much fun. Except the hotel I was at, Sharmuta's galore.
Oh, really?
And the boom and the bass, then the boom, boom, boom. But like, you could hear the music. And like, they think they're giving me a nice room by putting me over a poolside. Like, no.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to hear the dudes in the morning talking about, like, hey, get me one, bro. Like, I don't need to hear. And the DJ playing his mellow music at 8:39 a.m.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
No thanks.
No thank you. There's a DJ by the pool. Like, what am I doing here? I stayed there because that's where Emily was.
Right.
And I wanted to see her. And so we stayed there. And it's fine and everything. But it's 20 years too late. Like, I'm a little too, it would have been great. This job, everything I'm doing would be, I love it, except it is taking a toll. Like, it's too much. It's a little too old. But other than the booming bass and all that, being in the hotel alone is one of my favorite things ever.
I know. I wish I had a reason to go be in a hotel.
You know, oh, and then I was supposed to do the Jay Thomas show on Howard 101. What happened? Yeah. And I was getting, I moved my flight and everything to accommodate because it's on a Friday. And so I'm getting up. I got dressed, getting ready to go, about to walk out the door of the hotel room. My phone rings. It's the producer. She's like so apologetic that he's sick and he's not doing a show today. And I was telling Adam, and Adam's like, I don't ever get that. Like, you're sick, so you can't – he's got like – you can't
–
One show,
you
can't –
you got one job.
Can't – like, yeah. Like, how sick are you?
Right.
I don't know. And I don't even think he has to go to – I think his studio is out of his home. I'm not sure. Nice – I mean, nothing against him. But – so I was like, all right, that's fine with me. Okay. I rescheduled my flight. Whatever. I'm the kind of person – like, you can flake on me at the very last second as I'm walking out the door, and I'm not going to – have an attitude, be pissed or whatever. Friend, business, whatever. I'm fine. It's okay. So then I just looked at it as, okay, well, now I got 2 hours to – what am I going to do now?
Oh, you were going to go straight to the airport?
I was going
to
go straight.
Right.
Yeah. So now it's like maybe I should just go to the airport or what? So anyway, it was nice just to have that time. And I stayed an extra night, actually. That's what I did.
Oh, you stayed that day too?
I was going to go home. I was going to go – not home. I was going to go to the interview and then straight with all my bags.
To Seattle?
To Seattle. And Seattle wasn't going to – I wasn't going to get in until 10-something. And the guys, our guys, weren't even there yet. So I was like – or I could – and then the hotel – I had it – the hotel reserved for an extra night just in case, whatever. And I canceled it. But then I was like, can I get it back? And they're like, no. So then I thought everything through and I called the travel. Anyways, I stayed an extra night in New York
at a
different hotel. A lot cheaper, a lot quieter. And I stayed there and then I left first thing in the morning for Seattle.
Okay. So what'd you do all day?
Nothing. I sat on my laptop and I got into arguments with people on Twitter. Not on Twitter. Was it Twitter? Well, remember that girl?
Yeah.
That was like – I was just – what did I do?
That was funny.
I walked around, I don't know, and then I went back to my hotel and I just got on my laptop. I watched TV. I just chilled and then I went to bed early.
Nice.
Time flies when you're in New York.
Oh, yeah.
So
– oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one Twitter – I don't understand the need. I don't know what is in it for people that have to – correct people's spelling,
especially when it's something that listen, I'm a writer,
right?
And she's correcting. It's not going ons, it's goings on.
I don't even know what she was talking about.
I don't know, something that we said, one of us said. I don't know, it could have been any of us.
I have no
idea. In Sword and Scale Rewind, apparently somebody said goings ons or going ons. It's goings on. I don't know. But she corrected us and was like, really, check your grammar. Fuck off.
I know.
What?
I know. I was like, my first response was going to be like, check your wig. But I didn't want to be mean. But I am going to. You're being mean. Like, listen, bitch. What do you mean check your grammar? Please check your grammar, she said. Please check your grammar. Like, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand those people. They really are a turnoff. I could never hang out with somebody like that. I don't think I could ever be – I could ever hang out with that chick.
Like, no.
I have, and then on, like I said something about heels, and I wrote heels with an A instead of the two E's. And then like two people were like, you mean heels? And it's like, are you – what are you trying – like – What's your game plan here? Are you trying to like really think that I know that that's the way it's spelled? And I'm like on my I'm on a walk.
Also,
I'm holding
you can't
three
edit
things.
A tweet anyway. You I have to delete the tweet and rewrite it.
Right? Like, do you? What do you think? You really think that that's how I know how? It's just like the teacher. Right.
Right. Right. Right.
But like, do you really think that you're going to school me? Is that like? So it's something in you. It's something that makes you feel good. Right.
Right.
It's them, right? Is that
right.
what it is? I'm trying to break
power,
down.
It's yeah. like a power thing.
Right. I'm trying to break down the psychology behind those idiots. Like,
or do you just want to prove that you know how to spell heel?
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, so do I. Right. just made a mistake. I was just in a rush. Like, are you going to be like, well, I know how to. I'm just letting you know. I knew right away that was not the way to spell heel.
Right.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good for you. What, you want a cookie? What the fuck? Shut up. You have nothing else to do but to take – you're going to burn calories by getting your phone out and whatever and taking your time to type that. I don't even want to text people back. But you got to get the need to get on there and reply and hit
right.
the right way to spell heels. Right. Shut up. Sit down. Stay in your lane. What the fuck? People are – and, you know, I don't know. Maybe they're trying to be funny. All right. Ha ha.
Probably not, though.
Probably not.
Well, the goings-ons lady
no,
was not trying
her.
To be funny.
No.
She was
– I wanted to block her just for fun. I don't know why. She doesn't follow me anyway, but I just can't stand you.
The thing is, I think that doing Sword and Scale Rewind put us on a slightly bigger – exposed us to a lot of people that we don't know.
Right.
And some of these people don't like Mike.
Right.
For whatever their reasons are.
Reason.
Yeah. I like the people that are like, you know, Mike's done some really awful things. Okay. He hosts a podcast that you enjoy.
Yeah.
So you're not – you don't have to marry him.
Yeah, I know.
You don't even have to go out to dinner with him.
Right.
You don't have to be friends with him.
You don't have to listen to him.
And here's the thing. Some of these people think that they're mad at him. I mean, we happen to know this information because they think that he was like flirting with people in the My Favorite Murder Facebook group. That's what this comes down to is they think he did this douchey thing. Yeah. Which he
Who
didn't.
Who cares?
And there's nobody – if somebody accused him of like sending a dick pic, nobody has it.
Right.
Because he didn't.
Right.
Because
he was trying
to be funny. He has a very – he has a like – an acerbic sense of humor. And also, he is very reactive. I think people are mad because he was like deleting their comments. And I've been accused of that too. But here's the thing. If you're going to be kind of abusive in your comments and they're not constructive.
Right.
People are going to – people – it's his Facebook group.
Right.
So if he – yes, it's not about like – this is the thing. Now I'm going to get on a little soapbox. But this bugs me. If you don't like something – that's fine. And if you want to register a complaint with the people that have – if you want to go on For Crying Out Loud's Facebook group and say, you know what? I don't like what you guys were saying. That's fine. No one's going to delete you.
Yes.
But if you go on there and you go, you know what? You're a bitch for saying blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? I'm going to delete it.
Right.
Because who's that for? Are you trying to prove to the rest – because you know I'm going to read it. It's in our For Crying Out Loud fan page.
Right.
If you know I'm going to read something and it's mean-spirited.
Yes.
I'm going to delete it because guess what? What are you – you're trying to prove to like other fans?
Right.
That you're going to stand up to me?
Yeah. Or, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, could you hang out with somebody like that?
No.
That takes the time to burn the calories to go onto somebody's Facebook page and say some bullshit shit.
Right.
It's one thing. Constructive criticism, fine. All day long. But to get up and say stupid, ignorant, dumb shit. And by the way, dick pic. If there really was a dick pic, don't you think we'd see it?
We would have totally saw it. But people are so, you know, tribal. Just like with politics, and they get like on their side, and then they hear something they don't like, and then they go, well, now we hate Mike Boudet.
Right.
And then another thing they hate him for is for having Patreon. So, like, now people hate and this is the thing that gets me is when people police other people's ability to make money. Like, they're mad. He has enough money. Now he's just in it for the money. Well, guess what? He's still producing a podcast for you every week. If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. If you don't want to support him on Patreon, don't support him on Patreon. Right. He's not forcing you to.
Right.
If you don't want the extra content, don't join up. I understand getting that mad. And so then you get – so here's the thing. This is what I was leading to, not just bitching about that, but I was leading to the fact that, like, okay, so people that are his fans, so now suddenly they don't know us from anywhere.
Yeah.
They're not fans of For Crying Out Loud. So right. They're just like, who are these hoes?
Right.
Like, doing a show that we don't
right.
enjoy.
Right.
Okay. That's totally fine.
Right.
But some of them are like, well, we already don't like Mike. So now we're going to be mad at these
yes.
bitches
so
too.
Now we got to deal with this. Like we're in your way or something?
Right. That's the whole thing is what you're saying. Like why – if you don't like something, you don't like him, you don't like the show, then just don't listen to it or
don't listen. And also there was like one – like she's like the way you guys talk about mental illness is so glib.
Oh, right.
Like, huh? What? What do you mean? Like – and so I just – and then I was like, you know, whatever. It's like raising awareness. I don't know. And then yeah. and then she had to come back for a third round. And finally I was just like, get the fucking beat it, bitch. I don't care what your fucking – I don't care what your desires are or what you think is PC
right.
or what you think is not PC. Go fucking – go do something else. Go write on somebody's bathroom wall or something. Just leave me alone. Like shut the fuck
right.
up. Well, I am going to tell you to beat it.
This is another thing that gets me too is along those lines. Is when – okay, so somebody wrote this on the Sword and Scale Rewind page. It was one – it's like a fan of ours. And this is – the part that made me mad was not – okay, this girl wrote – she had a lot to say. Like mm-hmm. she wrote that she was not super – she wanted to know if Mike was going to be in every episode mm-hmm. of Sword and Scale Rewind because I guess she's not a huge Mike fan, which is fine. So I responded to that with just like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the episodes will just be me and Lynette or – us and like another guest. But then she had another whole thing where she was like, I really didn't think it was cool that you guys were making fun of or not making fun of but disparaging the 911 operator. It was the episode about Jessica Ridgeway
mm-hmm.
with the 911 operator that was talking to the murderer's mom. And it was probably me because it was really annoying to me that she just – the 911 operator in that episode, mm-hmm. and we talked about this, just kept asking questions. And the mom was like, can you please stop asking me questions? Or are you going to keep asking? And she was like,
oh, yeah.
No, but what color shirt is he wearing right now? Like, she was just trying to come up with shit to say.
Right.
And we were talking about it, our
yes,
opinion about it,
right.
which was that
mm-hmm.
it was annoying
mm-hmm.
and that she had that kind of a sing-songy voice and it was making mm-hmm. the mom anxious.
Yes.
That was what I
yes,
was saying.
Yes, it was making, yes.
So, of course, she was like, that was just really uncool. These people work hard, blah, 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 blah. That was her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Then another woman who was like, I'm a 911 operator and I did it for 25 years or whatever and we don't – you. And it was like – such a crazy, long, insane ramblings of an insanity insaner that I was like, I wasn't even going to touch that one with the 10-foot uh-huh. pole. But the first girl, I was like, listen,
mm-hmm.
here's the thing. It's you're listening to a podcast for people's opinion. Mm-hmm. If we listen to every episode and we're like, well, that was a good episode.
Yes.
Everybody did
everything.
A great job.
Yes.
I had
agreed with every word.
What would there be to listen to?
I know.
The point of listening to people is to hear other opinions.
Yes.
And the only fucking reason I would ever listen to Dr. Laura would be so that I could go, what the fuck is she talking about? Right?
Right.
But I'm not going to write her an email every yes. time and go, what the fuck were you talking
yeah.
about?
Why
that made me so mad.
Yes. You were so, so nonchalant. Listen, I mean –
and sometimes I'm going to agree with Dr. Laura, and those rare instances I'm going to be like, wow, Dr. Laura sometimes has some good advice. She really tells people – she really tells it like it is.
Right.
But am I going to listen to her if every time she talks to someone she's like, well, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're
no,
yeah, you're doing a great job, mama.
Right.
No.
I don't understand these people though. I really don't understand that – I understand, like, you're a fan and you want to voice your opinion. That again, that's
right.
fine.
That's
and then, like, when you come back and you answer, okay, that's – then, you know, but then they got to come for a round two and
right.
a round three. And it's like, okay, now you got nothing else to do? Is that what's going on? You're trying to – you want me to dance? You're retarded dance? Like, I'm not
right.
not going to do it. I'm not going to dance.
Right.
So Shut the fuck up.
Well, that's the thing. And then they get – but then they will – the next thing they'll do is go, oh, are you going to delete my delete my comment? No. I don't care about deleting your comment so long as you're not calling me a bitch or telling me that I'm a bad parent or something that's like – you don't get to say that.
Right.
You can tell me I disagreed with you.
Right.
I'm never going to take – I'm not going to take down the girl's comment that was like, I thought that was uncool the way you treated the 911.
Right.
You have a right to your opinion, and it's not so offensive to me that you disagree with me that I'm going to be like, how dare you say that? I don't want anyone to see that you disagreed. I don't care. I do not care at all if you disagree with me. I don't care if you think that the way I acted was uncool. I don't mind. I'm only going to – but the fact that anybody would be offended at Mike or us or anybody for taking down a comment when you get abusive because you think – just because you have a different opinion, you think we're completely wrong.
Right.
Like how dare you talk about 911 operators? Well, by the way, lots of people that listened to that episode were probably like, what is going on with these 911 operators?
Right, exactly.
So if you thought that during the one – the what was the one with the Powells, Josh Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that crazy?
Yes.
911 dispatcher?
Yes.
They're not all great.
No. That one.
They ain't all gems.
No,
people.
Go listen to that episode. Yeah, exactly. They're not all gems.
Yeah. It's a hard job. I get it. But guess what? 911 dispatchers do a shitty job plenty of times and they get fired frequently.
Right.
And I'm sorry they don't get paid enough. They should get paid a lot more.
Right.
And maybe they would take their job. They would.
Mm-hmm.
Or and maybe they don't get enough training.
Maybe that's
– I don't know.
I don't know.
But I'm allowed to have an opinion about
exactly.
the call I heard.
Right. Everything – everybody's different. Just because you've done it for 20 years, God bless you. Good. I'm sure you did it – whatever. If you did a great job, you did a great job, fine. But what you hear is what you hear. And what I hear is someone making this mom anxiety. Well, she was giving me anxiety.
Yeah.
The mom was like, can you open a window? Like, can you stop asking me questions?
Yeah.
Like, but it was the sing-songy in her voice that drove us nuts. And
she just kept pushing.
A little condescending and
yes.
a little like, yeah.
I thought so, too.
Yeah. And it was just like, it was making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so, listen, that's what Sword and Scale Rewind is about. That's us talking about the episode.
Yeah.
Not what you want us to talk about the episode and what's PC to talk about. Like, we're going to talk about what we,
that's
our opinions.
Thing.
We're going to give our opinion of the episode.
It's not a public service announcement.
No, it's
we're not.
We're not
there to shine a light on, we're not so, like, there to go like anybody who has, I don't, and you can't win anyway.
No,
if you were to
win.
Get on there and go like, you know what, that person had mental illness, so they shouldn't go to jail or whatever.
Right.
Then you're going to get the people that are like, well, what about the victims?
Yes, of course.
What about
can't
the
win.
Victims?
And
why shouldn't
think,
they go to, and then if you, but if you say like, yeah, well, listen, the guy, yeah, I know he was schizophrenic, but he also killed his whole family.
Mm-hmm.
He should be in jail. How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
He had mental illness.
The thing is I wonder if, like, the people that listen to – yes, there's a lot of listeners that listen to Sword and Scale don't know us at all. And then it probably is a little jarring to go from Sword and Scale to us. Our shrill voices.
Our shrill bitches.
Exactly.
With our opinions,
with
our half-assed
research. And yeah, so I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's jarring. You know, like – whatever.
You don't, I just
like
came
it.
Out of the tuberculosis institution. I get it.
It's ridiculous.
I understand your pain.
Don't listen.
But the thing is,
but I think
in our defense, we were just trying to get our footing too, and we were
right.
like, okay, is this show supposed to be us being kind of funny and having opinions?
Yeah.
Or are we supposed to research the shit out of it and know exact and extend the regular Sword and Scale?
See,
but
I
by
think
the
a
way,
lot of people thought that probably.
Right. But Mike says no. He doesn't
right.
want that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I already did all the research.
Yeah.
I already produced the show. I listened to hours and hours of footage.
And we were like,
your job
God.
Is to react to it
right.
and to talk about it.
Yes.
What your opinion is. Bring something else. Bring up a different topic. It doesn't just have to be.
Right. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. So you guys should listen. Go subscribe.
Now that we know what we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we recorded a bunch of batches, you know, at a time. But I think it's going to get better and better
yeah,
as we go.
It is.
So
before we started recording, you told me that Olga got mad
yes,
at you. And I can't wait to hear this story.
Yeah, I was going to tell you. So, all right. So out of the whole 11 years that we've been with Olga, She hasn't been with us. We've been with her.
Right.
She takes care of all of us. She really has never gotten – you know, she's always upbeat. She doesn't get upset. You know, I mean, there's been times – there was one time I snapped and she said, please don't talk to me like that. And I never talked to her like that again. It's just like with Phil.
Right, right.
She does a – and then Phil does – he listens.
Right.
So because you have so much respect for the woman, I mean, she works her ass off and she she's never ever calls in sick. She never has vacation. She's great. All the other parents love her. They probably trust their kids with her more than they do with me. I mean, she takes them to like Wet and Wild and whatever the fuck. So anyway, there's this one kid that Natalia became friends with, and when she's around her, and I'm not saying she goes to our school or she doesn't go to our school, but she became friends with her, and whenever she's around, she's a sweet girl, but I think she's a little mischievous,
mm-hmm.
okay? And Olga can sniff that out in a heartbeat. Like, she's like one of those,
right.
you know? And
like a drug-sniffing dog.
Yes, she is. So immediately she was like, huh, You know, she's come over before without – like on the weekends and it was fine. They went swimming, whatever. And then Olga one time had her over to spend the night and Adam and I were out and out late. And then Olga's sister, Mary, was there. And they were all watching a movie together. But Natalia wasn't listening to Olga. She was being very combative.
Okay.
And – it's not really like Natalia to be that way. Can we do this? And then like, you know.
Right.
And then you could see the friend like whispering in her ear.
Right,
if we can do, ask her if this.
Right.
And Olga's like, I said no. No. No means no. And to the point where her sister – so Olga had to like leave to go to the store to get some like ice cream or whatever. They were watching a movie and the sister was there. When they came back, the sister was really upset because they weren't listening and they were kind of like trying to overpower the sister, like bullying. Like they were making a tent and they wanted her to move and they didn't ask her nicely. They were just like, can you move? Like kind of like rude. And Olga's blood pressure went up and was like, oh, no, hell no. So then Olga was like, all right, this one is a no-go. If you want her around on the weekends, that's fine. But I don't ever want that. I don't want her to be around anymore. I don't want to, you know, be – having play dates with her. And I said, okay, all right, I can start. I'm starting to see, yes, you're right. Okay. And then Natalia kind of got hip to the, you know, the mischievous behavior. Mm-hmm. She has older sisters and she does have a lot of freedom. Parents are super sweet, like too nice almost, I think might be the mm-hmm. reason. And so a lot of range. She's got a lot of range to do whatever she wants a lot. And anyway, so Natalia once said to Olga, and didn't tell me, but she said, Olga, you're right about her. She's not very nice. And Olga said, yeah, see? Now, this has been over a span of 3 years. So now it's been like – so now the other day – okay, Adam was going to take Natalia to the beach. And it was a Sunday. And I – because I had to take Sunny to a tournament – and he was like, yeah, invite a friend. So Natalia does what she does. She goes through her whole Rolodex. She starts with Cammy and then goes all the way down.
Right.
And then she was just like, let me try calling
so-and-so.
Amy.
Right.
So she's like, all right.
Does anyone name their kids Amy anymore?
No, I don't think so. But, yeah, I wish I – yeah.
So call Barbara.
No, Amy's fine.
Let me call Nancy.
So, Judith. So she calls Amy and invites her, to the beach. And she hasn't had a play date with her in a long time.
Right.
Okay. So I come back and I said, how was it? Did you go to the beach with Olivia? And she was like, no, Olivia wasn't available. And I go, who'd you go with? Amy. And Sunny was like, ugh. And then Sunny, too, is like, I don't like when my sister's with her because there's another girl that got in trouble and they think the reason why she got in trouble was Amy was the mastermind behind it kind of thing. And so – and Amy is in Sunny's class sometimes. And so anyway, Sunny's like, I don't want her around my sister. So anyway, Okay. That so this was a like a couple – this was like 2 months – this was like a 2 month ago. 2 months ago. Or I don't know. It was a couple weeks back. And so now Amy's starting to fade back into the picture. Now, I was talking to Mrs. Sample about the situation of kids that you don't want hanging around because they seem bad. And she experienced with her older daughter that situation, not with Amy, another child.
Right.
And she said, you know, for a long time, no to this kid, and then gave the kid a chance after like another year. You know, she says, because kids grow out of it. And now the kid is so delightful. Like, the kid's totally changed. She's like, I really, and she's one of Tolleen's great, good friends. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. That's interesting. So that stuck in my mind. And so Natalia has been asking since the beach date, can Amy, once in a while? And I says to Olga, I says, Olga. Hey, Olga. Olga, let me ask you what you think. So I says, you know, kids change. You know, did you hear what Elaine was talking about? And she's like, yeah. She told me that story. Yeah, no, I know. Kids change. Yeah. I said, so maybe we should give her a chance. She's like, yeah, well, you know. She didn't give a yes or a no.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then the day I'm leaving for New York, Natalia – no, the day before I leave for New York, I'm packing. Natalia says to me, this is before Olga gets there, because I had to leave. Olga was coming in the afternoon.
Okay.
And she's planning her day. And she says, Amy's available. Can she come over and go swimming? And I said, okay, I got to leave. Olga's going to come. Daddy's home. And, you know, so it's not like, you know, so anyways, you're in a contained environment is what I'm going to say. So, okay. So she invites her to come over. So she invites her to come over. I leave. I text this to Olga. She says, okay. I says, Amy's coming over. Okay. And then I leave. I come back, and I start packing. And then Olga's very quiet, and she's doing her thing.
Wait, so you came back. So you hadn't left on your trip?
No. And this was
you
the day before.
You just did some errands.
Yes, okay. The day before. So I'm packing for the trip.
Got it.
I leave. I come back.
And Amy's still there when you come back?
I come back. Okay. They're outside.
Do you notice any problem?
I'll get there. So they're outside playing. Olga's in the kitchen making Adam's juice or whatever that she does, taking care of Adam.
Uh-huh.
Adam's around. And I ask her like a question like, oh, what are you doing? And she's like making – she doesn't answer me. And then sometimes though she has her earbud in. She's listening to Adam or whatever.
Right.
But I look at her and I could tell she doesn't – I go, what? I didn't realize what was going on.
Right.
And she's like, oh, I'm making Adam's juice. Okay. Then I come back. Then I go, what do you think I should – do you think – I don't know. Like that's when I was talking about the shoe situation.
Right.
And she was like kind of not answering me. And then I said – and then I walk over into the kitchen to talk to her. And I go, I don't know. What should I do? And that's when she says, bring a tote bag and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay. And then she's just – she was just being very – quiet and not like her. I mean, there's times where Olga doesn't have her, you know, she has her good days and her bad days, and I can tell she's not feeling whatever. But this was something else. She was talking to Adam. She was talking to the kids.
But she had talked to you about the tote bag thing.
She talked to me.
But she wasn't
but she
initiating
was,
any
she
conversation?
She was icing. No, yeah. She was ice. She was giving me one-word answers.
Oh.
She wasn't answering at first.
Right.
And she would go, excuse me? Like that. Like, and I'd say,
oh.
What do you think I should blah, blah, blah? And then she'd like, uh-huh. And then she'd go back to doing what she's doing. Then I was like, oh, I see what's going on here. And I said, okay, she's giving me the cold shoulder. And it's got to be because of, okay, Amy. So then I go outside. I go, so what's the plan? Is she going to be here for dinner? And Olga says, I can't remember what she says, I don't know. So then I go, now I know what's going on. So then I go outside and I put my feet in the pool.
How'd you know right away?
I didn't know right away. I figured it out when I said something about them.
Okay.
And I said, I think it was, is she going to stay for dinner?
Did she kind of roll her eyes a little bit?
No, she doesn't roll her eyes. She doesn't do that kind of, she said, I don't know. She said it like that.
Okay.
Usually she'll go, I'm going to bring Amy home when I go to get Sunny and Jen's. Like, she'll give me a whole – she gives me too much information all the time. She doesn't give me the I don't know.
Right.
That's not Olga.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So let me go talk to the girl. So she's not – basically, she ain't happy that she's there. So I go outside. I put my feet in the pool and we're talking and making small talk. And I said, so Amy, are you going to – what's going on? Are you guys going to – Natalia, is she going to stay – she's like – oh, she's spending the night.
Oh.
and I'm leaving in the morning. That's what happened. Yeah. I hope this doesn't get out. But anyway, so that's what it was. She was spending the night. And that's why Olga was giving me the cold shoulder. She wasn't excited about that because I had to – she was going to be in charge that evening because I was packing and getting ready on the trip. And I like – you know. And then Adam takes the kids to Starbucks or whatever, and then she's done for the day. But so like she was going to do the dinner with them, and that means that she was going to have to take care of them, you know, Amy and Natalia. So
– but wasn't Adam going to be taking them out?
I mean, yeah, yes and no. Yeah, he's around, but she's basically – anyway.
And was she going to stay late?
No, she was going to have to be there in the morning and have to deal with them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So she said, I don't know. So I go outside and then Natalia tells me, oh, no, she's going to spend the night. And I said, but did you ask – well, she asked Adam first. Adam said, you got to ask your mom. Then she asked me and I said, ask Olga.
Oh.
Leave it up to Olga. And then it kind of drifted off from there. Like, and then Natalia just said, yes, you can spend the night. And I said – and then I said that to Olga. I said, so she just told her that they were outside playing. I said, she told her that she could spend the night? And I didn't say yes. I said, talk to Adam. Like, we would talk about it. And Adam said, I don't know. Ask your mom. And Olga was like, yeah, I don't know. She just was like, mm-hmm, whatever, you know. And I was like, oh, damn. So anyway, but the thing is then, okay, then she comes in and she's super polite, you know. She's not like a bratty kid. And I didn't see any, you know, I thought, okay. But now Natalia's demeanor's changing. She's getting very short. And she left a mess, like, on the couch. She was eating cheese and she left it like a whole cheese mess. And I said, Natalia, you did this. You need to come get the hand vac and clean it up. One sec. She walks out. I go, uh-uh. Now, go get it. Go clean it up. Just take it. Care. Just do it right now. She rolls her eyes. I go, hey, uh-uh. I go, don't start with that attitude. Don't come with that attitude, especially in this situation right now. And she's like, I don't have an attitude. I said, okay, well, don't. Or otherwise, Amy's going to go home. And she's like, whatever, you know. And she half-ass vacuums it up.
Okay.
Then Adam walks with them to the Starbucks. They come back. Olga's still in the kitchen. Now Olga's a little nicer. Now she's, like, talking to me a little. Like, when I asking her questions legit about stuff, like, mm-hmm. What do you think about this? What do you think
right.
about this? She's, like, answering and she's whatever. But at the end of the night, she was just like – she was gone. She was out of there. And she was like – usually she hugs me goodbye when I'm going on a trip, especially to New York, you know, and says she loves me. And she gives me – we give each other a hug and, you know, love you. Be safe. You know, I take care of your babies, you know. Mm-hmm. None of that. She's just like, bye. When she was done for the night, bye-bye. And just left.
And that's it? You guys haven't talked about it?
Then I got back from New York. Just – yeah, I haven't really talked to her. But – I mean, you know, I know what she's going to say. And listen, she's right because Natalia did change. She got bratty. And she doesn't act like that especially when her friends are over and I ask her to do something. She knows because she can't make me look like a jackass in front of her friends, you know.
Right.
So there was a couple times where she got that way. And they were watching him. Oh, the other thing was they wanted to watch a movie together and they wanted Sunny. First of all, I go, what movie are you guys going to watch? She goes, Mean Girls. I go, oh, hell no. You're not watching Mean Girls. No. No, 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 no.
Really?
No. I mean.
Oh, my God. My kids watch
it. I know. But
well,
not,
Albie watched it at her sleepover the other night.
Yeah, but not in this with yeah. this because this yeah. is situation. You can yeah. watch it with Cammie.
Right.
Even though Cammie's probably not allowed to watch it. But.
Right.
So I go, no, pick another movie. And so they pick the singing movie, you know.
Pitch Perfect.
Yes. Fine. Okay. So they watch that movie. And they want Sunny out of the – she's trying to kick Sunny out. Sunny's on the couch on his little iPad just sitting there on the couch. She's like, Sunny, you need to go in your room. You need
Amy
to leave.
Said that?
No.
Or
Natalia saying that. And I know it's Amy saying that because we've had plenty of play dates with Cammie, Olivia, and all her other little friends. – There's never a time where she wants Sunny out of the room, How dare you? This is his, like, kicking him out of the living room on a summer night, too. Like, what do you want him to do? Go sit in his bedroom? Screw you. Like, he wants to watch the movie, too. How dare you? I was mad. I was like, no, Natalia.
Oh, my God. I'm so right there with you.
Oh, no, 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 no. And then I said, Natalia.
Elvie's really sweet about, like, even when she's having a sleepover, because a lot of times if there's a sleepover, I let them blow up the aerobed and mm-hmm. put it right in the middle of the living room.
Yeah.
In front of our big TV.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's – I mean, Elby has her bed and a trundle, mm-hmm. so she can sleep in her room.
Mm-hmm.
But it's – but they like to, like, be in the living room on the bed together and whatever. And so if whoever is doing that – oh, the other kids are invited. It's
of
like
course.
That's the main room of our house.
Yes.
Like if that's where you choose to
ours
hang
too.
Out,
right.
then you're going to – other people get to watch movies with you.
Right.
But Elby knows better. But – and it's just funny because they're – yeah, I would be so mad if
I
that happened.
Yes, I got mad. That's what – and I was like, damn it, Olga.
Like if one of them
she's
chooses
right again.
To go into the – if one of them doesn't want to watch what the other ones are watching, I will say then go – you can go in my bedroom.
Yeah,
we
that's
have
fine.
Apple TV
right.
in our bed.
Right.
You can go in my bedroom and watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And
fine.
I'll just be in the office area. That's fine. But no, there's no like
kicking.
We're using the living room.
No.
No
that's never happened.
Right.
Never. That's never happened.
Right.
And it reminded me of the story when she was over that one time with Madi and they were making her move so they could make a, you know.
Right,
like
right.
they want their own space.
Right, right.
And that's what it is. Like they want to be alone. They want to have their own little thing and they want everybody else out. And I was in the kitchen and she was like, Natalia was like, Mom, are you going to turn – when are you going to leave? Are you going to leave the kid? Are you going to turn – and I was like – I brought her in the other room. I said, Natalia, I will call her mom right now to come pick her up. I'm going to do that if you don't knock it off. And I said, of course – and Sonny – I had to have the same – I had the conversation with Sonny. I said, Sonny is allowed to be in the room with you guys and you're not going to give him a hard time. And don't be mean to him or anything else. You better knock this attitude off. Now I know why. And she stopped. And she was fine with Sonny. She was the rest of the night. And then it was time to go to bed. And I was like, all right, I'm going to bed. You guys go to bed. And then I left early in the morning. And Olga came. But I didn't talk about it, you know. I mean, I checked in. I talked to Olga. I checked in. We haven't talked about it yet. But
does Natalia ever get in arguments with her friends?
When
they're over?
Oh, when they're over?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's interesting because neither does Sadie, but Sadie has this one friend that I've really tried to avoid talking about on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just so interesting. There is just sometimes there are just kids that do not have good chemistry together.
Yeah.
Because when Sadie's mad, she gets quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she's not having a good time, she's not a kid who's outwardly. And this is probably true for a lot of kids because I guess probably – although Xander is a little bit more vocal. Like if he's not having fun, you kind of know it.
Yeah.
But Elby and Sadie will both get quiet
mm-hmm.
and do that kind of like – like or just seem like they're not in a great mood.
Right.
But Elby hardly ever does that because she's very upbeat and with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Sadie – with almost any friend that she has
mm-hmm.
she is upbeat. Like she loves having friends over.
Yeah.
But there's this one friend who it's – and when she goes there who's – it's there's always a problem.
Really?
Always like a thing, a problem, a not getting along kind of thing. Mm. And like the other parents – well, she'll come home and I'll say, so how was it? And she's like, well, it was okay. We only got in like one or two fights. I'm like, who does that? Like, what? No, you shouldn't be getting
yeah.
in any fights. And it's not Sadie. It's not Sadie
mm-hmm.
who's getting in the fights because mm-hmm. I see her behavior with the rest of her friends
right.
and I don't see that.
Right.
So that's when you just kind of go like.
Call it a day.
This
and
kid,
just this,
I don't.
The kid. Mm-mm. Yeah, I guess. Natalia will do whatever her friend wants to do, no matter if it's Cammy or Amy. Like. She's got range. She'll do whatever they – you want to do slime all day long. You want to go swimming
right.
all day long. You want to watch a movie all day long. Whatever they want to do,
right.
she'll do. She wants
right.
to do it. And she's a pleaser. She wants to please.
Right, right.
So this one I think is saying things to – like not saying – yeah. This one is, you know, trying to ice – like can we be alone? Can we – you know, can just us watch the movie? You know, Does Sonny have to be in the room with them? Can he leave? Like, you know, I think that's what's going on. And that's making Natalia anxious, and that's making her snap back at me. Like, ugh, you know, that kind of shit. Like, she was doing that a long time ago. She hasn't done that in a long time. And that behavior came. And now I'm going to have to tell Olga she was right. And Olga's going to go, you see? And then Olga's going to do what she always does, which is lecture me for like 35, 40 minutes. Like, Lynette, please do me a favor. When I tell them something, don't go and do the opposite of what I tell. Like, I know she's not Italian, but I can't. Every once in a while, like, don't. If I say no, then they go say, and they say, well, mommy said yes. And, you know, and then I say, well, no, I didn't. I said, ask Adam. I said, ask daddy. I didn't say yes. You know, kind of, don't look at me. Like, I don't want to get in trouble with Olga either. You know, but then she'll, like, because this is what I know, this is what's going to happen. And then she goes for on and on and on. I'm like, okay, I got it. Yes, got it. Noted, got it.
But isn't it kind of hard sometimes? Like, this just happened to me last night. So,
almost like my husband.
The girl. Okay, but this is what I was going to say with the husband. Sometimes it's like you can't help but think you know better. Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm with the kids all the time. Like, okay, so last night, the kids were really tired. As I told you on Monday's episode.
They're still tired.
Yeah. They were tired. And John was like, they need to go to bed. Oh, the kids wanted to watch a movie. Mm. And it was like 7:45. It was still pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to watch a movie. And I was like, okay, we can watch a movie, you know. And John was like, oh. And they go, Dad, we were going to watch a movie. And he goes, no movie. You guys are tired. And by the way, he was right, because they had been fighting with each other. It was just like a constant.
Yeah.
But in my mind – oh, my God. I know our listeners are going to relate to this. He becomes like the clutter police. Mm-hmm. So he's like constantly wants them doing a cleaning project.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though he doesn't keep his own shit straight.
Right.
But whatever. Not – this isn't a ragging on my husband.
Yeah.
But they had been – I had them cleaning out all their drawers, taking out anything they don't wear anymore and giving it to Goodwill. And they had like destroyed their rooms and then had to put it back together. And they were – tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, yeah, they should be able to like hang out and watch a movie. And I was thinking, okay, by the time we start, it'll be 8. It'll be over by 10.
Right.
You know.
Done.
John was like, no movies tonight. You guys need to go to bed by like 9 o'clock. And I was like, they're not going to go to bed at 9 o'clock. Like in my mind, I was like, they're not going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is summertime. They don't go to – they barely go to bed at 9 o'clock on school.
Yeah, I know.
But they, oh, okay. So then – they're in their room finishing up their cleaning, and we're – like I said, we're going to – so I go, well, let us watch a movie. It'll be done by 10. They'll go to bed by 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right. Like he's annoyed that I just
– overruled him.
And then he goes – so then I think he was annoyed at me. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit – he was the Olga because then they were in the bedroom fighting, and he went in there to try to police it, and he was getting ready to walk the dog. So he goes – he comes out, and he's annoyed. And I think he's annoyed that I had just said, well, let him watch a movie. And he comes out and he goes, can you go in there and can you go police like the fighting? And I go, yeah, I will. I go, I will in a minute. And I'm not
after
rushing
the
in there to do that. And I was, I think I was making them dinner. I was making dinner and I go, yeah, I will in a minute. And he goes, okay, well, something, he says something and I go, I will. I'll go in there in a minute. And he's like, he goes, when you want me to walk the dog, you'll tell me like 6 times, like, can you walk the dog? Can you walk the dog? I'm just asking you to go in there because they're fight. Like, he's getting mad. And I go, I will. So he leaves. So I go in the bedroom and they're a mess. They're so tired. They're fighting with each other. Sadie won't stop crying. She's like, and she's like, my medicine is making me emotional. I'm like, no, it's not. You've been on that drug for 2.5 years. You're tired. That's why you're a mess. And she's, well, Xander did blah, blah, blah. And she's crying. And I was like, okay, you know what? You're not watching a movie tonight. So it starts with me punishing her. Now, you're not watching a movie. You're going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then I realized, no, they're all tired. So then I was like, you know what? No one's watching a movie tonight. You guys are going to get in your beds at 9 o'clock and you can read. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's still crying, walking.
Don't you hate when one of them gets the collateral damage? Like, Elvie, was she – like, there's – like,
yeah,
Sonny doesn't do anything wrong, but, yeah, he's got to get punished, too.
So
like, Xander, everybody's going to bed.
Yeah, everyone's going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized, But then I was like, okay, let me turn it into not so much of a punishment as I was like, look, you guys are super tired.
Right.
Tomorrow night we're going to watch The Bachelorette because I'm a horrible parent and I have to do a podcast about it and I need you guys to write jokes with me. Yeah. So I'm like, tomorrow we're watching The Bachelorette. So Tuesday night we can watch a movie because they're all like, why? We've just been cleaning. We want to watch a movie. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but this is how it is. But then, of course, then I realized – they were all extremely tired.
Right.
John had been right. I was trying to overrule because
you think you know best.
Because I thought I knew better.
In our mind.
And then they all went to bed at 9, and Sadie could not have been happier to be get. Because when I told Sadie she had to go to bed at 9, I know, the worst storyteller, but Sadie was like, Mom, I don't like to be in the bedroom by myself. I don't want to be alone in there. I can't sleep when I'm by myself. And then I was like, that's fine because everyone's going to go to bed early because no one's watching a movie because you're all tired.
Mm-hmm.
So then they go to bed at like 9:15. They all go in their room to read. Sadie does not read because A, she hates reading, and B, she's super, super tired.
Yeah.
She puts on a little adorable sleep mask and she's just going to go to bed. And they all go to bed. And, of course, there's peace and quiet in the house, and it's kind of cleaner because they'd been cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, my husband was, like, totally right. But it's so hard not to overrule at the time.
At the time, you think, like, well, okay.
He doesn't know.
What does he know?
What's he going to put him to bed at 9?
A movie.
What's wrong with him?
Right.
What's his agenda?
Yeah, I know.
What? He's just being selfish.
Right.
What about them? It's summertime. I'm all defensive of – like, I'm sure, like, you felt a little bit like, what's wrong with Amy?
Yeah,
they're having fun now.
Like, she's – look at – yeah, I came home. They were
how
playing.
Bad could it be? They're swimming and then they're going to sleep.
That's what I said. Like, I was like, well, yeah, how bad can it be? Like, Adam's home – it's not like they're wandering around the city or something. They're home. They're contained. They're outside. You can see them outside.
Right. What's the big deal?
What's the big what? And then, of course, then I get the – you know –
then you have to be on the brunt of the attitude.
Like, right. And then Natalia's telling me to get out of the kitchen and telling Sonny to take a hike. Like, all goes right. Snap my pencil in half.
Don't worry. I didn't apologize to John.
Okay.
I just, when he got back from the walk with the dog, we were just like super, like,
that's
marriage
apologize.
For you when it's,
yes.
Well, no, Olga's different.
Yeah. I'm going to apologize to Olga. I can tell her that she was right. The only thing that
and then just bring an activity for the speech.
Yeah,
so
I don't know what
think
to
about
do,
other
like,
things.
Yeah, maybe I'll have an earbud going. I'll hit sword and scale.
Yeah.
While she's talking.
John's plan is always to watch. He watches like a movie in his head while I'm
going on and on.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. I'll put the earbud in my ear. And then when Olga's going on and on, I'll go like, wait, who killed what? Who was stabbed first? What?
Exactly. Oh. All right, you guys. This was a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're done with our ads, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
And we already gave all the shout-outs on you guys. This was
great.
This is a treat for you guys.
Yeah. What
we're
else
just
you
ending
want
the
from
show.
Us?
You guys are lovely people. We thank you for being Patreon subscribers. We
yes.
I kind of told a little story that can't get back to people on Patreon.
Yeah, my story today can't get back to people either, okay?
Yeah.
So please.
Guys, be cool.
Yeah, don't be uncool.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You guys rock it. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.